Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And, you know, I want to just tell John, this when they had their meeting on the third floor at 1299 Superior Avenue in Cleveland. They had no working elevators. This was an absolute fire code there. There was no parking. They made it as difficult as they possibly can. Now, it's an interesting thing. Even though people had to come in, we had to walk up three flights of stairs. And of course, we had some elderly people there and some people who were handicapped. But I noticed that none of those that were coming in were using the stairs. They had a back way in, and I think they had working elevators where they were coming in from.
Already. We're the elite, Mr. Ernie, and we are just peons and serfs, and they're the elite.
Well, they think they are, but what happened today, they kind of got the light shined on them. They weren't expected. Now, and recently, people are coming out, and we had a six-county area and where they met. They came into the libraries in these six counties, and I'm going to tell you, people showed up, and 99% of what I saw were totally anti-Nawaka. They said, just leave, just get out of here, just leave us alone, quit taking our money. And what they want to do is that they want to, literally, here's what their goal is, to extend the city limits 10 miles out. We got Ken Cromer with us. Let's bring Ken in. Hey, Ken. And we were just talking about this Nawaka thing I was telling you about before, how we were doing.
Yes.
But what they want to do is they want to extend the city limits out 10 miles around the cities. I was looking what their plans were, and we did some programs on this before. And they want to move everybody into the city, all of us common folks, into the city. They want to build skyscrapers 33 stories high and have all your government offices and all your shopping centers and that on the first couple of floors. But they want to move all of us in there and totally be able to control how we live. They want to control, you know, what how much heat we can have, what we set our temperatures at. They want to control no cars. Nobody can own a vehicle. You have to take, if you get permission. Now, only the elite would have free rights to go out into the countryside whenever, but the rest of us would have to get permission to go out, to leave the city and go out into the countryside. I'm not kidding you, folks. See, you think, well, I can just pretend like I don't know about this. Somebody else will do something about it. No, there's not enough of us. You see, there's not enough of us that are doing something about it. You know, we got to have, you all have to help us. And just like, you know, we've done everything we can to stay on all of these stations. And now, you know, we've got to have your help or we're not going to stay here. It's just that simple. 888-281-1110. The phone lines are open. We got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. We have less than an hour. We have 45 minutes to make, and we need $4,500. That's just, so we have to make $100 a minute, folks, tonight to make our goal. $100 a minute. Okay. We have Jane in New York pledges $100, and Anna in Pennsylvania pledges $200. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Anna. All right. Oh, I got to say this very quick, and then Ken, tell us what's happening in your world, but the books was Karl Marx, a Satanist. We're out of those temporarily. We're out of those as far as we're really not sure. We'll find out if we can get any more. But we do have the other books still available. Donation of $25 or more. How to Survive Forced Vaccinations. How to Survive Forced Vaccinations by Dr. Cass Ingram. And we have those. So we still have a good supply of those. Donation of $25 or more, but you got to ask for it, because if you don't ask for it, we won't send it to you. So, Ken, we have John McTurnan with us tonight. He's my co-host on Fridays. Tell us what's happening in your world.
Well, I'm excited to be here with you. We spoke earlier today about a number of things, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you, good pastor. You and your friends are doing a great and important work out there, and I mentioned to you that I was that we were praying for you and wanted you to succeed, and you said, "Well, why don't you come on and join us and offer that prayer?" I'm happy to do that. We've got a number of things going on in Utah that are really quite concerning, but I should begin by mentioning to you that I got a call from Tom Fairbanks. You might remember him.
Oh yeah, sure.
He was on. Yeah, and we'd been praying for his granddaughter. We prayed for her on your show. She's 5 years old and had been waiting in the hospital for months for a heart transplant. And of course, that meant that somebody would have to lose their life so that she could. Of course, it would just be by natural circumstances. And the last time we talked, she had just received her heart. That was a number of days ago. And so we were grateful for that. Well, the good news Tom wanted me to pass on to all of you and your listeners is that she has come home today from the hospital and that she is doing very well. And Tom was very anxious to have me let you all know how much he appreciates the prayers that were offered in behalf of Christina. There are so many good people out there who love you, Pastor Ernie, and everything that you're trying to do. And he just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that, that the prayers were very much appreciated, that prayers do matter, and they do make a difference. And we're all in this together, those of us who choose to follow the Lord. And so it's a pleasure to join you even for just a few moments this evening. And, you know, you know my circumstance. We're homeless, but we were able to donate a few dollars last time, and it's not much, but it's a lot for us. We would like to pledge $25 to the cause tonight and encourage others to donate whatever you can, because every little bit makes a difference, and it all adds up fairly quick, whether it be, 25 or more or less even. I would imagine that you'd take any donation that's available.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate what you're doing. And I know you told your story how when they came after you, these out-of-control government.
Yes, government gone wild is what I call them.
How they came after you, I believe it was
75-man SWAT team, two helicopters, two MRAPs, which are tanks, snipers throughout the neighborhood, cleared the neighborhood, and arrested my wife. I mean, 75 for my wife? She's 57, grandmother of eight. I mean, how these people are not very bright, but they do want to make a point. And don't you dare, Barbie and Ken, ever stand up to Goliath IRS. Well, we've got news for them. We're standing 18 court cases later, and we are now pointed towards the Supreme Court. I will give you a quick update on the Brunson brothers. I speak with them regularly. They're ahead of us in the process. As you know, on January 6th, the Supreme Court denied to hear that very important case that brings to the forefront the question of oath of office. If you disobey your oath of office, you should be removed from office. And that's what hangs in the balance. That would save our country, but they denied to hear it. That means that they couldn't get four Supreme Court justices to agree. So there are three or less that supported the Brunsons. But within 30 days, they're required, if they want to appeal, to file a petition for reconsideration, for rehearing. And that I'm proud to and happy to tell you, I guess I should say not proud, but happy to report to you that document is virtually done, may have been submitted today, but will be submitted very soon. They've been working on it. In fact, we've shared some of our research, Tom, myself, and others who've been working on our case with them in a way that might be helpful and we believe will be helpful. And, you know, the good Lord has a purpose for this nation. We've been failing as a people in, on the whole, not necessarily us here, your friends, Pastor, but as a nation, you know, 65 million abortions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got many things that we've allowed to happen under our watch. And so we need to pray that the good Lord will be patient with us, will forgive us for our sins, and redeem the land and heal the land as he promised in Second Chronicles. And so anyway.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Hang on. Frank in Mechlin, pledges 100. Curtis in Vancouver pledges 200. Ken, who I'm speaking to, pledges 25. Carol in Hamden pledges 100. And John in Hiram pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let Ken, tell John McTurner now. John, you were a federal agent, and you ended up having to go to court and a lot. Now, if someone knows, okay, that an act of treason, in other words, just say that I'm aware of people that have committed treason, I'm aware of that, do I have a responsibility, not as a pastor, because as a pastor I do have some special privileges, but as a private individual, if I know that a treason has taken place, well, put it this way, John, you, when you were a federal agent, if you knew that there high treason was taking place and you failed to report that, would that make you culpable?
That's a touchy question. It's called, if my memory serves me correct, misprison of a felony.
Yes.
I think technically you do, Pastor Ernie, but it's virtually never enforced.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is going to be taken up. Go ahead, Ken, tell them.
Yes, thank you for teeing that up for me. Part of our research from our end on our habeas corpus, which has been denied us through all the way up through the Utah State Supreme Court, that's a fundamental constitutional law. So that would be a that's what our issue is. But in preparing for our point, our direction towards the Supreme Court, we've had to find some fundamental issues that will help us get there. And the Brunsons, what's really unique about their case is they're saying, hey, look, there's laws that require that the vote be certified, but if there is a question about it and there's national security issues involved, which is what 100 congressmen said, and they're considered, obviously, reliable witnesses, that the entire count has to stop for 10 days and be reexamined to see if it's certifiable. Their job isn't to just certify. So the point is that the Brunsons have said, look, they've broken the law, and therefore they must be held accountable, and you're to adjudicate that, judges. Well, misprison of felony is really what they're saying, in essence. And misprison of felony means, hey, I'm putting myself in the position of the Brunsons. Hey, Supreme Court, we're waving a red flag over here because we're aware that there's a possible felony that's been committed by 388 members of Congress, and we're waving the flag. Now, what that means is they're not accusing of felony. They're not accusing of treason. They're waving the flag that says that it exists. And I don't have the code cites in front of me, but I believe it's Title 18, and I do have the numbers. And what it says is that if you're made aware, if a magistrate or judge is made aware of, or any official is made aware of felony or treason, and they do not address the issue, that they now become part of that felony, aiding and abetting. And in the case of treason, there is no such thing as aiding and abetting. You now are part of the treason. It's a much higher standard, but a significant point is if you're told there's treason and you don't do anything about it, you're now part of the treason. That's the argument we've been encouraging the Brunsons to consider adding to what it is they do. And if they do that, what it means is, okay, Supreme Court, you weren't willing to look at 388 potential felons that need to be removed from Congress and sent home never to work in government again. But now if you choose not to do this, you on the Supreme Court are part of felony and treason also because you did nothing about it. That's misprison of felony and misprison of treason.
All right, hold on right there because I've got some mm-hmm. questions. But
sure.
I want to say that John and Hiram pledges 30, Rose in Chicago pledges 50, Daniel in Michigan 100, and Tony in Parma 100. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have 35 minutes left, folks, and we've got to do something here tonight. We really do. Now, I've already pledged twice this week. I pledged 1,000 twice, and I'm gonna make a third shot at it tonight. Right now, I'm gonna pledge another 1,000, and so here I'm gonna try to ask. I'm gonna ask folks out there. I want to get some matches. I need to get some matches out there. You know, a number of people. Look, you know about the six stations. The more likely we're going to be off the air. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have any listeners there, because a lot of people can listen to us on the Internet, Cleveland Word. In fact, a lot of them do, okay, they listen to us on the Internet. But a lot of the good people that don't have Internet, they only have radio, they won't be able to hear us. But they could do it on these smart aleck phones, I guess. But anyhow, so we don't want to, but there's other stations too. And it might be the station that you're listening to us on tonight that are right on the borderline. I mean, they're right on the borderline with going off. I know the economy is tough in a lot of places right now. And so we have been bringing you information that you're not going to get anywhere else. We were warning you about things like the Biden crime family and all that way ahead of the rest of the media. And so right now, we're down to what we need. Well, we need, actually, 28. We need 2,800 yet to go. But can we get some matches? We need some matches of $1,000. Give me three matches. Give me three matches tonight to make up for last night. Now, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let me ask you guys both this. Now, here's what I've been, I got a theory or an opinion that the court in Brunson's case were watching, waiting to see what was going to happen when the Republicans took over Congress. They were going to see if they were going to go rhino or if what happened. I praise the good Lord for those 20 people, those 20 holdouts that held out. Those people will be looked upon as heroes someday. And so now I think he's watching Jim Jordan, and if Jim Jordan starts bringing down the bad guys, I think the court's going to say, yeah, you know, it's safe. Let's do it. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm happy to jump in, but good man, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please. I just spoke. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very difficult, Pastor Ernie, after seeing the track record and all, to have any faith in, especially Roberts, in there. I don't see them having the courage to do what should be done. Now, I hope that they would, but based on their track record, and the things that Roberts did leading that court, I really see, because it'll be close. You know, it's not going to be 9-0, I'm sure. So it's difficult to believe that they'll do the right thing.
Well, you know, they actually did the right thing with Roe v. Wade, actually. And I didn't think they'd have the courage, but they did. They did that, okay?
Well, now, that's true.
And so, And we know what's happening. Now, you just saw what happened just recently in Atlanta with Antifa. Antifa now is encouraging their people to come out and start killing police officers out there. Antifa is simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. That is the reality. You guys know it, and I know it. Black Lives Matter, they're too. They're simply a part of the Democratic Communist Party, which is completely, totally corrupt. I mean, it's completely corrupt.
Yes.
Now, I remember also just a couple of years ago how they were saying that they were going to start going into the suburbs where Whitey lives and they're going to start shooting white children. Well, Whitey out there where I live, Whitey is armed, okay? And when people start coming in attacking the children, they're not going to go too far, I can tell you that. Because, you know, Whitey is fed up. He's had enough. There ain't no more room. Whitey is ready to stand his ground and fight. What about these courts? Now, we know one of the reasons that these courts have been afraid to stand, especially where it comes to taking on the voter, the election fraud, is because basically the Department of Defense, the Department of Defense has put the word out to stand down. And so there's things going on there. And virtually what is happening right now, and I said this, and I'll stand by it, Joe Biden has brought in all of these terrorists right now into this country. Right now, you're not hearing a lot about this, but the drug cartels, they're in here now. They're doing gang murders. They're doing, they just killed that entire family. And Biden brought them in. Biden's job was to keep the gates open. He was getting his orders from the Chinese Communist Party. He was their puppet. And he forced the gates open, brought in the drug dealers, the human smugglers, and a lot of terrorists, folks. Biden's job was to reduce America to third world status. And that's exactly what he's been doing. And this is why the Brunson case is so important, to bring all of these anti-God, anti-Christ criminals to justice.
Yes.
Go ahead, fellas.
I'd love to jump in on this. This is near and dear to my heart. You know, people often say, how are we going to save our country? And to me, it's extremely simple. We have a constitution, we have an oath, and that oath of office says that you protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, the reality is that we've allowed our domestic enemies to get above us. And the only way we can save our Constitution, we need to either use it or lose it. And that's the beauty of the Brunson case. You've got an oath, you have to obey it. If you don't, you're fired. And if it's serious enough, you're brought up on charges of felonies or treason, and then you're prosecuted for that on top of that. And so how do you get your government back? One officer at a time. You're Mr. So-and-so, Officer So-and-so, Judge So-and-so. If you're not obeying your oath of office, you're going to be removed and prosecuted. Now, I do not like thinking in these terms, but I believe that our nation hangs in the balance. And what I'm about to say, just take it for the spirit that's meant behind. This is not in my nature at all, but treason is defined, and I'm going to butcher this, but the concept is basically this: it's a criminal act so horrific that it endangers the lives of many, if not all, the members of the nation. That's called treason. The penalty for treason is death by hanging. What do you think would happen if we actually set up a gallows in Washington, D.C. on the Capitol steps and hung the actual criminals, just like they did with Lincoln when he was assassinated? I can't remember if it was 5 or 6, but if you were to look up the Lincoln assassination, Wikipedia even, I remember seeing a picture there recently. They did a public hanging. How long do you think we'd have bad judges if they were actually hung for felonies and treason? I don't think it. I think we'd suddenly whip everybody back into where they needed to be. But we've got Trojan horses that have been allowed in by the Biden crime family. I love the way you put that. And by the way, Biden's not going to be in his position very long. I don't know if you've been following the news closely enough. I've actually started a series at cedarhillscitizens.org. That's cedarhillscitizens.org. And it's called Babylon is Falling. And what it is posts about how God is winning this last world war before the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that we need to keep calm, stand back, and avoid being crushed by the falling rocks and debris, because Babylon is coming down. The Lord is going to step in at some point, and I believe he's going to help you, Pastor. Whether it happens by Wednesday or not, that's in his hands. All we can do is our part and make our donations and do what we can to help keep the airways open for his voice. However, at some point, maybe sooner, maybe later, the Lord steps in and intervenes, and he cleanses, he wipes clean the wickedness from this earth to prepare for his son's return. You and I and all your good listeners want to be here for that second coming, and how we do that is by being choosing to stand on his side and not be a part of what's been going on, and stand up for what's right by throwing that. It's time to start grabbing our constitutions and start whacking these guys.
All righty, very good.
The solution.
Well, the more and more the Democrats are saying we need to scrap the Constitution and come up with a new one.
No.
Okay, Gene in Georgia. Gene in Georgia pledges 500. Thank you, Gene. Wallace in Powder Springs, Georgia pledges 100. Very good. And so we're starting to get a much better response from Georgia. Hopefully, if that keeps up, if we do go off, it won't be for long. No. Phone numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Again, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. I got to announce that Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to have, you know, the Bible says, my people, Hosea 4:6, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We have a film fest. Now, with this film fest, we're going to be showing you a lot of things that you need to know. Some of them are the enemy from within, what really happened on January 6th. And there's a real inspirational movie called Daniel, which is really good. But also, we're going to have thousands of... We're opening our archives, and we're just going to give the people out there all of these articles. Now, you've gotten a sampling of some of them in your newsletter, but we're going to have thousands of them. The stories that you hear us, what we talk about here, they'll be there, and they'll be free, although we'll be glad to accept donations to this radio program. So that's tomorrow from 1 to 5, 1 to 5 tomorrow at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. It's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And Lord's willing, I will be out there myself tomorrow. So we want to say, let's go to where do we leave off. Okay, Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Blake in New York pledges 100. And Kurt in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, now I have a theory. Of course, we know this. Okay, we know that within the collective, that if you can betray, remember what Joseph Stalin said. He said to lay your head on the breast of a friend to gain his complete confidence, and then to thrust a dagger in his back. There's nothing sweeter. You can sleep good. Okay. Within the collective, the Communist Party, and by the way, you know, this book we have here was Karl Marx, the Satanist. Communism, the Democratic Party, you know, they're literally their religion now. Virtually, the Church of Satan is a part of the party. Now, for us, betrayal is something that is repulsive, but not to them. And we mention this, and the reason I repeat it is because, you know, that's how people learn. The opposition knows that, okay? But if you remember John McTurnan, do you remember the Shah of Iran when Jimmy Carter had just made that big deal with the Shah of Iran and then he betrayed him?
Oh, yes, that's right.
And what happened? Yeah. Now, that made Carter's stock within the collective go up within the Communist Party. What about Barack Obama when he betrayed the Shah or the Barak, the president of Egypt? He had made his peace deal, and then the next thing you know, Barak's in jail, sick and dying there. That raised Obama's stock within the collective, because if you can betray someone of stature and get away with it, that's how they are. This is... Everything they do is totally complete opposition to the Bible. Now, Gaddafi, do you remember Muammar Gaddafi, how he was thick as thieves with Hillary Clinton?
With Hillary.
Yeah, and not just Hillary, but Obama, too. And you remember how she watched him being beaten to death, begging for mercy like a dog in the street. And she was cackling. She was laughing. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, Pastor. I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
He gave away the nuclear weapons and wanted to get the favor of, I guess you're going to say, the New World Order. And he gave away the nuclear weapons, and then they set them up and killed them.
Yeah. And so, but that's what they do. And so do we see now, and I'm wondering, because if they're going to throw Joe Biden under the bus, my guess is that it's Obama who's actually orchestrating this thing to be able to do that.
Okay. With,
right, in, you know, someone who was his own vice president, that would really raise his stocks up within the collective. We'll be right back.
Some people say that no one should be condemned to die. They say that it's inhuman and it's cruel. They say that it's not right, but those same people carry signs saying they support a woman's right to choose. Show mercy to the ones that never show it, and none to those that need it most of all. You've got the nerve to call yourself a Christian when you'll see a killer walk before you'll see a baby crawl. Churches have been known to make a stand, but now we see some churches bending to the will of man. They used to set a standard, and they seldom let it down. Church used to change the man, now it's the other way around.
Back, folks, and I only have about 12 minutes left tonight, and we're way short. We got to hear from you. We need a couple of you out there to match that $1,000, or what about to match the $500 from Georgia there, or to match, you know, we just need you to match something. We're short.
You can match my 25.
Yeah.
It all adds up, right?
Yeah, it does. And see, what I'm trying to explain to the folks out there listening to us, they may not understand that their stations might not be one of the six that are probably going to be going off the air, but they're very close to it. Some of them are right on the edge. And right now, because of where our country's at, this radio program has never been needed more in the past 50 years than it is right now. So here you go. All righty. So, all right. Hold on. I see there. Mm-hmm. All righty. Very good. All righty. Yeah, we still need about 2,500. We still need about 2,500. All righty. Let me say this. Here's my reasoning, fellas, and see what you two think. The reasoning why I'm thinking that it's going to be Obama that's throwing Joey under the bus is John Obama knew where all those documents were. Remember this. What happened when all this came out? What was the first thing they did? They threw it out and started accusing Republicans of planting them. They accused, remember that, the news media?
Oh yeah, Pastor Ernie.
Now, do they not always accuse you of doing what they're doing? Remember how Joe Obama was accusing how Donald Trump, how could he be so irresponsible when he made that? He knew at that time already about that they had found those documents. Now, so if they're going to accuse the Republicans of doing it, more than likely, who was it that planted those documents?
The deep state on Biden.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's overstayed his welcome, and they've got what they need out of it, and just true to form with Satan, because that's the sad, sick, twisted secret about the whole thing. You follow Satan, he will abandon you in the end. That's just the way it is. That's how pathetic he is. He's not your friend.
Well, he has to. He's going to be in total opposition. When they say Antichrist, that means in opposition of. And so they do everything in totally opposite of what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. So, again, for them to take down someone especially close to you, for Obama to take down his own vice president, that is just like, well, when Mike Pence tried to, you know, take down President Trump, within...
Have you ever...
Yeah, go ahead.
Pastor Ernie, sorry to interrupt there. There's a real famous film called Wag the Dog. Have you ever heard of that or seen that film?
Yeah, I've heard of Wag the Dog, but I can't remember.
The quick overview on the story that serves the point of this discussion is this. It's a film with Al Pacino, the other fellow, I forgot his name, and with Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman plays this Oscar-winning producer, and what's happened is the White House has decided that they need to have a war in Botswana or someplace. And so what they have to do is they have to hire this producer, Hollywood producer, to come in to orchestrate it through the media. And he hires the best actors, and he hires the best animals and to be carried, you know, a little kitten carried by the poor woman that's running through the rubble and stuff like this, to fabricate the reason for the United States to get behind a war effort to go save the people of Botswana or whatever, right? Well, in the end, they succeed. The war is started, it's Robert De Niro is what I was trying to think of. He plays the White House connection. And, Dustin Hoffman is so excited about how smart he's been and how good he's done, and he produced a war, you know? And he's going to tell all his friends about it. And De Niro says, no, you won't. You're never going to talk to anybody about this. And he says, oh, yes, I am. This is better than any of the Oscar productions I've ever done. He says, no, you won't be talking about this. And he says, I am. I'm going to tell everybody I know because this is the best thing I've ever done. And De Niro just gives a wink and a nod to the Secret Service guys and people that are there. Pardon me. They then take Dustin Hoffman off in the car, and they're going to push him out of a plane, and it's over, because you don't mess with that. Point is this. Biden has overstayed his welcome. He has done too much of something, and they have to get rid of him. But here's the problem. They're not going to be getting rid of him for the right reasons. We posted at CedarHillCitizens.org a report by Tucker Carlson about how this thing is all coming down. And it was last night's show, if you get a chance to look it up. Biden is Done is the title. If you want to look it up on YouTube. Biden is done, but they're saying it's for the wrong reasons. They're getting rid of him before the treason can catch up to him, because they've got to protect their hold on the office of the presidency. They've got plans for it. And Biden is going down, but it's not for the right reasons.
Well, let me ask you about this then.
On record, yeah.
Let me ask you about then here. Obviously, if Biden goes down, you know, you have Kamala Harris. Even the opposition would be scared to death of having her in there. Now, Biden, if he sees he's on his way out, you've got Hunter, you've got all of these charges, the entire Biden crime family. Now, they have to charge them, I think, with a crime before he can pardon them, right? I mean, if he goes down, he can't pardon them before, you know, they're charged. So what do you think is going to happen there? Because that was the plan, to go ahead and pardon everybody. But I haven't seen. So are they going to wait until Jim Jordan and the select committee goes after Hunter Biden? I mean, all of this stuff they have that's coming out, they're getting that stuff right off of Hunter's, you know, laptop.
Well, but see, that's the point, isn't it? All the evidence of the crime is on the laptop. They've had it all this time.
Well, they've had two laptops, actually.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the crimes are there. Biden has been working for the Chinese and the Russians. Whatever they were accusing the Republicans of, as you said previously, Pastor, that's what they're doing. So whatever the terrible things that they say Trump did is really not what's happened. It's been the exact opposite. It's what they've done. So we have enemies within the gates, within the highest levels, and they have to get rid of their weakest elements to protect those offices and positions. Truth be told, it would be wonderful if somehow, some way, everything gets exposed, the pedophilia, the human and sex trafficking done through the White House. I mean, we know we've got records.
I hear you. I've got to go. Let me see. Okay. Jim in Illinois pledges 50. Lou in Michigan pledges 100. Another 100. Lou pledges, that's another 100 tonight, excellent. So he's at it. Randy in Little Rock pledges 200. Carol in Ohio pledges 100. And Rosa in California pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wonderful.
All right, folks, we only have right now about 7 minutes left. Now, we will be here until midnight, so even while we're gone, you can still call right up until midnight at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I want to remind you again, we're out of the Karl Marx's, was Karl Marx a Satanist? At least for now, we're trying to get more in. They really went fast, but we still have How to Survive Forced Vaccinations. For just a donation of $20 or $25 or more. All right, so Big John McTernan.
Yeah. Hey, Ernie, I have a question.
Sure.
With all this talk now about the records, what records was he using? About what? I haven't heard one. They haven't even speculated. With Trump, it was the he stole the codes for the nuclear bomb and I don't know, stuff about Iran and all. There's no one is questioning what documents it was and what was he doing with them. Not one. I haven't heard one question or one speculation or one statement that, oh, he had documents about this or that or the other thing.
John?
Well,
what's really interesting about the investigation, I didn't mean to interrupt there. What's really interesting about the investigation is that Biden's attorneys have been allowed to go in and now look for all the documents. They don't even have top secret clearance. Why is that happening? It had to be and should have been the FBI, but they're allowing him to cover up. The why is beyond us, but there is speculation that he has all the goods on these guys in the paperwork. Meaning that Biden's got it over Obama and others, and now they're playing the highest game of poker, and they've got to get rid of Biden on a lower thing so they can maintain themselves. And, you know, poor Biden probably won't survive even after he's gone in the next few days. He will be gone in the next few days. That's what the experts are saying. He's gone. The question is, where does it go from here, and how does that play out?
I think we're going to see this stretch out for a while. What do you think, John?
I don't, Pastor Ernie, it's hard to say. I mean, if they, he did all those crimes, all he did with China and his son got $1.8 billion, and all he did with Ukraine and the book that came out, Schweitzer's book and tracing all the money, that was all hidden. And they hid his laptop, Hunter's laptop. And all of a sudden it comes out now after the election, after the Republican Congress, the House, they're going to go after him and they want to remove him for this. It's something radically wrong, Pastor.
Okay, now, I've never seen in my lifetime, and I don't think it's ever happened, a sitting president get indicted. So, I mean, even Nixon, you know, resigned. And by the way, Nixon, you know, was an interesting thing because Roger Stone just brought out, he did a story on how Nixon had told the CIA that he was aware, he knew that they are the ones that killed JFK. And he didn't know because he wanted them to work with him in the Watergate thing. And he didn't even know that they had, the CIA had planted four plants within his organization. And so it didn't work out too well with him. But anyhow, so they would have to impeach him. And I could see his impeaching him in the House. But I think we may have, even now, even with all of this, a tough way to go in the Senate unless, you know, the word is he's got to go now. And then he would be impeached. But that's going to take a process. He's not going to be gone in a week.
Yeah, it's very behind the scenes, Pastor Ernie. This isn't legitimate. No, it's legitimate he had the records. But what they're doing now with the Democrats and their own president, and you've got...
Hey, John, let me jump in. Misty in North Carolina. Misty just pledged $1,000 in North Carolina. Thank you, Misty.
Way to go, Misty. Yeah.
And Angel in New Jersey just pledged $100. Thank you, Angel.
Amen.
Thanks.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so there's intrigue going on. This isn't like a real... This isn't really real. It's all behind the scenes, and they don't indict their own unless there's a good reason for it. And they're not going to remove Biden unless there's a good reason for it. So it's just hard to figure this out, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we're going to have to wait and see, but I...
It's not real, you know.
Everything's got timing. And,
Something going on. Bringing it out, the time they brought it out, what it is for hiding all those crimes, 4 years, or was it more than 4 years?
Okay, when does his digital currency, when does that actually go into effect? I'm getting all different kinds of stories where, you know, our dollar gets replaced with digital currency. When is that going to happen?
Well, that's in the process right now. The Federal Reserve is saying that they're going to run like a trial. They're going to start with a trial, but there is no trial. They're going to start it, and then they're going to run with it. But it's got to be very close, Pastor Ernie. He signed off on it last year, and the Federal Reserve said they're going to work with I don't know how many banks to start off with and all. But it'll be this year. It'll be this year, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Jim, because you're a very smart fellow. They're telling you that we should take our cash to the bank now, put it in the bank, and the bank will replace it with digital currency before it becomes worthless. If we wait until they move it, they pass that, and then our cash, well, all the cash we're going to have is not going to be worthless. But this digital currency, tell us what's wrong with that.
Well, it's complete control, Pastor Ernie. With the intense computerization we have now, and with artificial intelligence, they can zero in on you and just eliminate it. I mean, just literally freeze it, eliminate it. They can say you're using up too much carbon. Your carbon footprint is too big by what you're doing and all, and therefore you can't buy gasoline now for the rest of the month. I mean, there's a whole litany of things. Complete control over us now.
Well, Yeah,
they could say if you start donating to political parties that they don't like or causes that you don't like, they'll just freeze you. And they've already done that in Canada with the truckers. Do you remember?
Yeah,
Pastrani, the truckers.
Yeah,
they were able to identify their bank accounts and freeze them.
Okay, so if I was like you guys and I had just stacks of cash sitting around, would I be better to take the stacks of cash and convert that to gold, silver, or, say, dry goods, like dehydrated foods and things like this that you could use because we're going to have a big move on the underground economy. It's going to happen. I mean,
yes,
we're in what is called the times of sorrow. We're pre-tribulation, and I think the tribulation's right around the corner. And so, anyhow,
I have a quick thought on that, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
We're homeless now. We've been on this big fight for quite a while. We've had to be very smart with our limited resources, and we've got seven kids, and some of them are married and grandkids, and so we're trying to figure out what we can do. We're trying to think ahead about how we can bless them and ourselves. We've actually bought vegetable and herb seeds.
I'm going to have to jump in here because we're down to about a minute 30 seconds. So, so folks, I got to tell you. First of all, I want to say Bob and Marie pledged 200. Thank you, Bob, and another 200. Thank you, Bob and Marie.
Thank you.
Folks, we kind of went a little bit far tonight. But we do need to hear from you. We're still about 1,000 or more short. So, anyhow, but we're to the thing that's going to happen. And we told you we're just around the corner of the tribulation. Before the tribulation period, the rapture takes place. And, folks, between now and then, like the Bible says, it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. There are absolutes in this world, folks. God's Word, the Bible, is filled with absolutes, okay? A lot of people, they don't find out about it until it's too late. You don't want to be one of them. You want to do this. What you need to know is that you are going to die, and when that happens, you're going to go to heaven or hell. But you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to. God gave you the way out. He gave you an escape way out. And it's simple. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, folks. And they will honor that commitment. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Go there and read it. Read Romans chapter 10. Start with verse 7. We're out of time for tonight. I want to thank both you guys for being here. So until tomorrow.
Thank you.
We want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, you guys ready for this? Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.